But looking back, I feel like I was being a little bit hard on myself just because the only language that I dropped level in was Esperanto. And that was because I think 2018 was kind of the year I decided that I wasn't going to really study Esperanto anymore. And I was okay kind of losing that as a language that I knew. And even to this day, I'm going to be honest, I can still understand what's happening in Esperanto when people speak or when I see things written in Esperanto. That's one that I haven't really even lost my level that much in. I can't really say that much, I'd say, just because I don't ever speak it, but I feel like I haven't lost a lot of the recollection of words and things, which makes a lot of sense because also grammar-wise, there's not a whole lot to forget. And then I guess the words have just stuck with me. So it's been fine. But that's the only language that I dropped down a level in. I improved not a ton, but like a little bit in kind of everything else. And I went from knowing nothing in Spanish and nothing in Italian to getting intermediate low on the OPIC in Spanish and intermediate mid on the OPIC in Italian, which is pretty good. So I think I was kind of being hard on myself there. Also, I did study every single day. I wasn't feeling like I was getting really high quality study in. And so that's why I wanted to kind of improve that in 2019. But I was doing it. And I think that was something because when you hear how 2019 went, that sounds pretty great. And like I kept up with this bullet journal that I started for my language learning. It was the first year that I was using that, and I think it went pretty well. Yeah, 2018 was probably my best year for like teaching English online, which isn't something that I do a ton of now, and it's not necessarily like because I slipped in that or whatever. It's just because I have like another job that pays a little bit better, and I get more steady hours because it's like an actual retail position, so I get my hours and I'm paid quite a bit more than minimum wage here, actually, which is nice. Whereas before I was making less than minimum wage teaching online, and it was like I'd get maybe like 8 hours a week, and that was if students just happen to schedule themselves in. So this is definitely a little bit more of a reliable source of income. And I'm still teaching kind of off and on, but that's not like a goal that I failed at, even though I think 2019 I had some teaching goals, but it's just kind of been more of a lifestyle change there that I'm not really teaching so much. So I think 2018 I was just kind of being a little bit rough on myself. But 2019, the first thing, as I said, I wanted to study 10 to 15 minutes a day every day, did not happen. For anyone who saw my kind of summer goals wrap-up thing, you know that I ended up stopping studying completely over the summer, just because I was feeling super burnt out and felt like I needed kind of a break in order to come back to liking languages, and definitely that break helped me. Something that I definitely figured out is that it was not just burnout. And this is kind of why a lot of these 2018 or 2019 goals went the way they did. So I think it's important to talk about this. Basically, 2019 as a whole has probably been the worst year I've had with my mental health in a hot minute. So, and it was pretty bad all the way through. So I think I haven't even really had like a consistent like full year that's just like awful when it comes to that sort of thing, maybe ever. So a lot was happening there. So it was not just burnout. It felt like burnout, but a lot of it was just that I was just depressed. And I think anyone who's listening who has depression kind of knows that those can be very similar kind of feelings. So, and I think a lot of it was that I was also burnt out, but the reason that I was burnt out, despite it not being a scenario where I should have been burnt out, because I even talked about that, where I was like, I don't know, I feel like I didn't do as many classes and stuff this semester, and yet I'm so burnt out from academia and stuff. And it was because I had other things that I was dealing with, but didn't kind of realize that I was dealing with, that were kind of leading to that burnout. So I did not feel great this year, and so honestly, that didn't really happen. The good news is that I'm feeling better now. Not like completely better, of course, because it's kind of something you're always working on and Also, like, I just recently started to feel like kind of normal again, I guess. So I think there's still a lot of kind of stuff to work through in that department. But I at least am kind of like feeling at the stage where I'm ready to like make goals for my language learning, and I'm ready to learn languages, and I'm ready to make goals in the rest of my life, etc. Which is good because I kind of wasn't at that point with like my summer language goals. I was kind of like, I don't know, I just kind of want to feel like I like doing this again. And then after the summer, I was like, So, definitely that at least improved. That wasn't a goal on here, obviously, but I think that was an important step for me. And so I think where I felt like 2018 was the foundational year for 2019, I think really 2019 is kind of the foundational year for this year. And it was more so the foundational year of getting myself to feel ready to have goals, I guess, and to be ready to work on my languages. Unfortunately, because of that, and because I didn't study much, and because I didn't feel great, all of my languages, when I was making my kind of like at the end spread in my bullet journal, some of you know what I'm talking about if you watched the 2018-2019 bullet journal video that I did. I have like kind of an at the start bar graph thing of where my language levels are at, and then I do an at the end with how it's kind of changed. This year, I said that basically all of them had gone down in level. I don't think I said that any of them went up other than Gaelic, where I knew like three words when the year started, and now I know like maybe 10. So it's not a huge change. I guess my Bulgarian got a little bit better because I started to brush up on it again. But other than that, my French, German, Spanish, and Italian, I feel like they all went down, which sucks, honestly. Which is why I feel like I was a little too hard on myself in 2018 because I was still improving, and going from nothing in two languages to intermediate in both, that's good. And I think we all kind of forget that too because so much of YouTube is like, I went from nothing to low advanced level in 3 months or whatever. And I don't think it's a healthy way to view language learning. So definitely I'm trying to be a little bit more open and honest with everything on Polyglot Progress this year, just because I feel like that's a lot of the content on YouTube. And while it's super motivating, I feel like at times for me, like I'm like, oh yeah, I can learn a language like that too. Then when it's not like that, or then when you only learn two languages to an intermediate level in a year, you're like, oh man, didn't do very well, did I? But like you did. So my next goal for 2019 was to always have a language rotation in place. This was kind of, I wanted to have a schedule where, like, say for example, I'd study like French on Monday and German on Tuesday, etc., etc. I think I did that a little bit, but obviously with stopping studying languages, that didn't really happen. I wanted to always be reading, watching, or doing something in a language. I was pretty good at that one at the start of the year, actually. Surprisingly so, because that's always something that I struggle with. Main reason being that I struggle with reading and watching things in English. Like, it's a very hard switch for me to make, and I feel like that's one of the things that's suggested a lot online when learning a language is like, just replace what you do every day with a language. So instead of reading a book in English, read it in German, or like watch a show in Spanish instead of watching stuff in English. But I just don't do that. And it's always something that I want to do more of. I want to be consuming more kind of like content and that sort of thing, especially because I am a filmmaker and it feels important for me to be doing that kind of thing. But I'm very bad at it. So that's something that I've started to get better at the end of this year. Definitely 2020, I'm hoping to do a little bit more reading, writing, listening to things, watching things, etc. Kind of getting back into all of that. And so hopefully I will be able to find a balance of doing some of it in other languages as well. Really, I go based off of what I'm interested in, which sometimes makes it a little bit difficult just because oftentimes the things that are getting suggested to me aren't necessarily in my target languages. They might not even be in English, but they might not be my target language. Then I do things like how I wanted to read like a bunch of middle grade books. Like, I still have never read Percy Jackson, so I wanted to do it in German. So I'm kind of trying to do more of that, but at the same time, I'd like to be consuming more things that are like native content. But it's just the like finding things that I'm interested in. So I think that just requires a little bit more research on my part. I wanted to take 15 plus italki lessons, which would be one and then two some months a month. That did not happen. I took one italki lesson the whole year, I think. I don't know if I took any others. I know I took at least one, but it was nowhere near 15, I can tell you that. Yeah, that just didn't happen. A lot of that is also a financial thing, though. Because I have some money in my Italki account, and that's how I paid for that one, but I can't really afford to put new money in right now. And I've talked about that in my kind of previous videos, where I'm just not really in the place where I can be spending money on language lessons at the moment. Especially when I have so many great resources already that are either free or I've already paid for. And I know there's a lot of benefit to talking to a native speaker or someone who's at a high level and having them work through it with you. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I can do, like recording myself speaking a language and uploading it to Polyglot Progress and asking for advice, or journaling and then posting that somewhere, or journaling and then going through and correcting it myself, etc., that are a little bit freer. So hopefully I'll take some italki lessons this upcoming year, but I also feel like I might want to do some conversational stuff for like French and German, and honestly maybe Spanish and Italian too. Maybe that's a good way to keep those up as well. But the only one that I really like to take like classes in is Bulgarian, and I feel like I need that. So I feel like that's like where my italki focus goes, is for Bulgarian, because I kind of actually need it there. So I definitely want to take some italki lessons there, but again, I'm a little bit limited in how many I can do. And I am accepting that and working with it. So now let's move on to individual languages, shall we? So for French, my kind of goal was to get C2 confident. Basically what I meant by that was, I feel like at this point, the CAFR scales, I've used them on Polyglot Paris for a long time to kind of describe my language learning. But at the end of the day, when I say them, they don't mean the actual thing. And I think a lot of people think that I mean the actual thing. And so there's always kind of debate of like, is she really a C2 or like a C1 or a B1 or whatever? And it's like, I don't know. I don't even know if I am. I just use it because I go off of those charts that's like, someone who's C2 can do this. So I feel like I'm kind of straying away from those. I just always thought that it was a bit better of a reference than saying like advanced or intermediate or something vague like that. But I kind of feel like something more like the OPIC scale, it has like 9 different levels or 8 different levels, whatever it is. Where like there's like intermediate and there's like low, mid, and upper intermediate and that sort of thing, something that's broken down a little bit more, but is also still kind of vague. Like I'm not going to use the actual OPIC things, but just kind of like my own more vague but as specific as I can get kind of things, as opposed to the CFR thing, just so you're all clear as to where I am. So that's a New Year's resolution, I guess. But for C2 confident, I meant that because I felt like I had an upper level in French, I was at an advanced level. I feel like the best way to describe that is like, I'm graduating with a French degree in May. I've passed the advanced 2, which is the highest level of French at my school, class and like the electives in French, etc. So I have that level of French, I guess. But I don't feel like I have the confidence level that like either like a native speaker or like someone who would pass the C2 exam would have, because I just don't get to use it that often. Other than taking a class, I'm not really speaking in French that much because I just don't really have a place to do so. So I wanted to be at that point. There was a lot of like grammar points too that I feel like I just don't use just because they don't really come up in my life, but what if they did? Like I know for like the C2 kind of exams, usually you'll kind of have to do some more like specific or formal scenarios and that sort of thing. And I feel like there's stuff that, because I'm not in that kind of position, I don't know how great I'd be at it. So I wanted to do that and like use the language because I could. Coming out of 2018, I just spent that, I guess, 6 week period where I'd been living with French speaking people and almost only speaking French, and I made a film in French. Well, the film was in English, but like I made a film speaking French throughout the whole thing and whatnot. And it was just a nice reminder that like I could live my life speaking French. So I wanted to do more of that, but I really didn't this year. I thought I was going to, because I was going to a French speaking country. I ended up going to two French speaking countries, which I wasn't expecting. I was only expecting to go to Benin, but we ended up having enough time to go explore Paris for a day during my layover on the way home. So I ended up going to France again, actually. And I don't think, did I speak any? I guess I ordered something. I ordered like a crepe or something. But I don't think I spoke any French in France. I may have like ordered something briefly. And I used, like, a kiosk to get a ticket for the metro, I guess. Or, I don't even know if it was the metro. I think we took an actual train. Either way, that was, like, the extent of my French in France. And then I didn't really use French in Benin. I've talked a lot about that previously, but, so I didn't really use French at all, which is sad. I also wanted to do a first draft of, one of my favorite books, which is called The Orphaned Anythings by Stephen Christian. I wanted to translate that into French just as like a experience to do that, because I really enjoy translating. I took a translation and translation theory class my sophomore year, I guess it was. And I am really interested in doing translation, like even as kind of a job in the future. And I did not do that at all. You'll see that goal actually carries over, because I do want to get back into translation. I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy translation theory stuff as well. I've said previously that if I do ever go to grad school, which I doubt will happen, I honestly would probably go for translation theory, just because I feel like that's so interesting to me, is like all the theories behind how you translate stuff. There's a whole wide array of opinions and theories and whatnot, if you're not familiar with that, because a lot of people think it's just like remain as faithful to the original as possible, but like what does that mean, and do you even want to be faithful to the original, etc., etc. There's a lot of different stuff, and I highly encourage you to go read some stuff on it if you're interested in it. So that will carry over, but French, I'd say that goal didn't happen. I actually feel like I lost a bit of my French level this year, because I didn't use it really at all entirely. So I am concerned about that, to be completely honest, because I feel like I've previously been able to not speak so much French and still be fine, but I feel like now we're getting to the point where I finished my French classes for my degree, and then now I'm going to be graduated and not be taking French classes, so there's going to be nothing that kind of pops up where I'm like, okay, now I have to speak French for a semester or whatever. And I really don't want myself to be one of those people who leaves school and then in like 20 years is like, yeah, I can maybe remember like three words from when I took French in school or whatever. So I'm hoping to kind of use it again more this year, but we'll get to that. For German, I wanted to get to like a C1 kind of level, so a low advanced level. And I wanted to find my kind of why for learning the language. I was feeling like I didn't really know why I was studying it other than, like, liking the language at that point. Because I'd originally started learning it because it was, like, a special, I guess, or, like, yeah, I guess we'll just use the word special for lack of a better word, language for Matilda. So I was learning it because of that. But I've talked about previously, I don't feel like a person is enough reason, for me at least, to learn a language. So I needed to figure out why. I think I actually did that one. And I kind of did it by accident, which I feel like is how it kind of has to happen, but I was really trying to push it. And then, so my why there, the first one being, I've said before, like, I like board games a lot, and a lot of board games come from Germany. I haven't really done anything with that. I did at one point buy Settlers of Catan in German, but I don't own it. Matilda does. So I would like to maybe get some more board games in other languages. But I feel like more so, I realized this accidentally driving, listening to German music. Music is definitely my why for German. I really love German music. As you can probably guess by like looking at me, I feel like a lot of people can guess this. My favorite kind of music is like pop punk, and Germany is supplying the good old pop punk for me. So I just should listen to more of that. I also really like kind of like folk music, and there's a lot of that too that I've recently found from Germany that's really great. So I'm gonna spend more time this year focusing on like listening to music that I like from Germany, maybe working on translating some songs just as like a practice, etc. So that's good. Definitely didn't get to an advanced level though. Lost my level in that one too. Bulgarian, I wanted to get to like an A2 or upper beginner kind of level at least, or more so I wanted to be at kind of like a lower intermediate level or like a solid kind of intermediate level. Bulgarian I think is one of the only ones that went pretty well. I'd say I'm not necessarily at like a A2 upper beginner kind of level. I'm still definitely like a pretty beginner kind of person. But I at least finally got back to studying it, and I did journal at one point in it and was able to write about, I think it was like 3/4 of a page worth, in Bulgarian, which is probably the most I've ever written in Bulgarian, which wasn't after much studying back, so I'm surprised at how much I remembered. When I write journals, I do let myself look up words. I know some people don't, but I feel like it's better for me to look up the word and then write it out, because then I'll remember it. As opposed to like using it as a way to test myself. So I do look things up. So granted, I guess I didn't remember all of those words, but it seemed like a pretty good experience, and I feel like I was able to do quite a bit. So I'm hoping to do more of that in this new year too. Spanish and Italian. I wanted an upper intermediate / advanced level for both of them. I feel like I lost my level in both of them. Again, I just didn't use them that much. I read a book in Spanish, I believe. I think that was this past year. And I don't feel like I use my Italian yet that much. There was a period of time this summer where I randomly started thinking in Italian. And I don't know why. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that either, if you're someone who has studied multiple languages. But this happens to me quite frequently, where randomly my brain will just kind of go like that and switch into a new language. Not like a new language, but it'll switch the language that I'm thinking in, sometimes prompted, like sometimes it makes sense. If I watch a movie in German and then I'm thinking in German, that makes total sense to me. However, sometimes I'll just like wake up and I'm thinking in Italian and I don't know why. That happened at one point, but other than that, not a lot happened there. Gaelic, I wanted to have fun with it and kind of figure out where I hope to go with it. When we went into 2019, I just kind of started dabbling with Gaelic. So I'd say I did quite a bit this past year. I dabbled a lot more in Gaelic. Then I stopped completely, because even when I was studying, I wanted to focus on the languages I actually wanted to focus on, as opposed to Gaelic, which was just kind of a fun project for me. And then this fall, the Duolingo course was released, which was fun. I guess is fun. I haven't finished it, but that kind of sparked it up again. I was not expecting that course to be released this year. So I really wasn't expecting to like add on a new language, but, as you can all probably take a guess, I did kind of drop everything and start doing that course when it came out. It was fun. I was on Thanksgiving break and it just felt like kind of a fun time to do something fun and languagey. So I, started doing that a little bit, and hopefully I'll continue that at some point. I don't know why I'm talking about my goals for this next year now. I'm not supposed to do that yet. I wanted to work on Fong for my trip. Didn't happen. The book that I had was not a cohesive resource in the slightest, to the point where people who spoke it natively in Benin saw the book and were flipping through and were like, what does this even say? Partially because it was in German, but also like the full words, they weren't able to make them out. And they weren't able to say, like they didn't feel like they were accurate. So didn't really happen there. But it was fine. I spoke French when I needed, like, taxis and stuff, so I guess that's where I used my French in Benin, but again, that wasn't that much. And like hailing a taxi, like motorcycle, and then telling them where to go is a very quick exchange. The most I got was like bartering with people, and like negotiating down prices, which I do enjoy doing, I've learned. I thought that I would hate that as like kind of an anxious person, but I really enjoy kind of negotiating down prices, which is fun. I know a lot of countries work on that system, so I'm excited to know that I enjoy that in future travels. And then Japanese, I put that I wanted to be N5, but I remember saying last year that that was like a kind of like a little pipe dream there, where I was like, I don't think it's really gonna happen, but if I can get to it, I'll do it. Didn't get to it. But it's better that I didn't because I wasn't really keeping up with the things that I wanted to do as a priority. So it's fine. Last year I started to kind of map out my like month-to-month goals, but I never really finished it. And I kind of don't know if I want to do that again this year or not, as we kind of shift into me talking about 2020. I don't know if I really want to kind of map out my month-to-month, but I think I might. And the reason for this being that I think getting back into language learning, I might just want a little bit more structure. Especially with, we'll start out with one of my goals is to find kind of like a sustainable routine for language learning for myself. So maybe not every single day, because we don't want me to get burnt out or stressed out about language learning or anything like that. But I do want to be studying often. So my thought is maybe if I kind of plan out like this is the focus language for this month and this is the one that I want to be doing, I don't know, like just kind of keeping on maintaining, or if I want to do like another kind of like weekly schedule where it's like I want to be studying this language 3 times a week and this one twice a week, etc. I think maybe a little more structure like that might help me getting back into it because that's the only way that I can really build habits is if I kind of force myself for a little bit and then it becomes natural. So I think that's probably going to be what happens, but I need to kind of play around with it to keep that like feeling of spontaneity and doing it for fun and the having myself do it so that way it becomes a habit. So I'll keep you guys updated on that part. Similarly, I want to use my languages often. As I've said, I have trouble with the like using them kind of thing because I don't frequently watch stuff and read stuff at any time. So I need to work on that. And with speaking, it's just that I'm not really exposed to it so much, but I have figured out one way that I can maybe use more of it, and we'll get to that one. But starting back with kind of language specific things. With new stuff, because that's fun and exciting, I'd like to start either Arabic or Japanese this year. Now, this kind of seems crazy because, as I've said, I like lost my level in all my other languages last year. You're probably like, why on earth would you now do something new? But I'm not planning to do this until like June at the earliest. Basically, I kind of mapped out my next 5 years or so. I believe it was 5 years. Maybe it was only 4 because I think it was by the time I turned 25. With languages, I've never been a person that's like, I want to learn X number of languages by the time I'm X years old. But I decided to just kind of map out and see what it would look like if I did try to learn 10 languages to an intermediate or advanced level by the time I was 25. And I found that I could pretty easily do that if I just kind of worked on maintaining and improving the languages I currently know. And then it's like 3 new languages or something like that, which means that sort of like 1 a year. So I am not holding myself to do that by any means, and it's still not even totally my goal. But I think it's a nice kind of just way to see that I do have the ability to kind of add new languages, etc. So if at the end of this year I'm feeling like I have the time, I feel like I've got the sustainable routine, I'm feeling good about my other levels, I'm gonna start either Arabic or Japanese because those are the two that I'm always like, that's the next one. So I put both of them down. I think it's gonna be Japanese because I really want to learn that one next, but I kind of go back and forth as to which one I want to do. So there's a possibility that it'll be Arabic instead. I'm leaving that open. I'd like to use and improve my French, which we talked about earlier. So I want to translate something. I don't know if it's going to be the orphaned anythings because I might want to do something from French to English. Just because that is typically my kind of preferred way of translation. I know for most people it is like their second language to their native language is the preferred method of translation. I feel like doing both though has its benefits. I just definitely feel like I'm able to do a little bit more like fun creative stuff when it comes to like cultural shifts when I'm doing it into my native language since I just kind of know more of the nuances there, if that makes sense. I would like to maybe do, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do this, but like I said earlier, I want to work on more like educational videos for Polyglot Progress. So one thing that I thought of maybe doing is doing videos where, say, I'm teaching German grammar, but from in French, because I feel like that opens up the videos then to even more people who can get something out of it, whether you're a French learner who is also interested in the second language or you're a French speaker who does not speak English or whatever, it allows a lot more people to get free educational content. So I feel like that's like a really good idea. Maybe I'm just hyping it up, but I feel like it's a good concept, and I might do that. And I'd like to read more in French. I can read, I'd say, as quickly in French as I can read in English, so I really don't have much of an excuse not to read things in French. When it comes to like German, it takes me a lot longer, so it makes it a much different process to read a book in German than reading a book in English, but it's the same in French, so I should be just reading when I read in French. I think maybe I want to try to read very little in English this year, but still get myself to read a lot more books than I have in past years this year, just to try to get myself reading more in other languages. I don't know how well that's gonna work. I haven't set like a reading goal for this year yet because every year for the past probably 4 years or so, I've said that I would like to read 50 books. It's been a goal for a long time and I've never met it. And this past year, I think maybe, let's see how many books I read. I'm gonna guess that it was like 20 at most. So I think I need to drop it. I might do like 30 or 40 books, because I do want to be reading more, but I feel like I don't hit the reading challenge. Oh, I guess I can only start a new one. Well, either way, I don't think I've met my reading challenge last year by any means. So yeah, hopefully I'll read more in French and other languages. I'd like to further my German, Bulgarian, Spanish, and Italian, which should come as no surprise. So for German, I would like to be at an upper intermediate or low advanced level. Previously, last year, I wanted to be at a low advanced level, and it was because I felt like I was at an upper intermediate level. I don't feel like that anymore. I feel like I could get there pretty quickly because I was at that point, but I'm just so rusty with my German. I don't use it really, except for now when I'm studying it, but I don't speak it that often. I don't have people to practice it with, really, etc. So I'd like to work on that. I would like to finally read that Percy Jackson book. I tried to do it the other day and I was just like, whoa, my level has gone down so much that this feels so daunting. So I want to start working on that. I'd really like to get through that book by the end of the year, even if it's like reading a chapter a month. I'd like to do it. That's my big goal there. I'd like to be able to pass the B2 exam. I know that I've said I don't want to do the CEFR stuff. I also don't want to take the actual exam, because I don't want to pay money for that, and I also don't see much of a point for me to get certifications. I don't need them for work or anything. And while I think it was kind of fun to get the Spanish and Italian certifications, I don't feel like I need it, and I can't really afford it right now, so it's not gonna happen. But I know that there's like sample tests online, and there's like the test books you can get. So I'd like to just do a sample one and be able to pass it. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. Maybe I'll even film that. I really like the videos. So yeah, I'm gonna do that at some point, but obviously on my own terms and for free. I'd like to start translating songs, as I said, because I've kind of figured out that music is like a good way for me to connect to the language. And I'd like to be able to talk for 15 minutes at least straight about some topic by the end of the year. I made this as part of my summer goals thing where I wanted to film videos that were like a certain length in the language. So kind of going off of that, I'd like to just be able to talk for 15 minutes. I don't know, maybe I'll make like a little presentation or something just to kind of practice, or I'll just time myself. Maybe I'll record it too, of just me speaking about whatever. So that's the goal there. Bulgarian, I'd like to be at a low intermediate level. So sort of the same goal as last year, except last year I was like, I'll be an upper beginner or low intermediate. This year I'm like, I just want to be a lower intermediate. I really want to do it. Bulgarian, we all know, has been a long struggle for me. It's definitely the hardest language I've tried to learn. I struggle with it so much, and also I've struggled with even getting to study it just because so many things have come up. So I really want to work on that. One of my kind of like sub goals for that is to feel ready to woof. I found a couple like woofing farms that are in Bulgaria. There's one that's like ostriches, which is fun. There's, I think I found a beekeeping one. One of my sub goals for that one is to feel ready to woof. So I found a couple farms that are part of woofing in Bulgaria that are for various different things. And I can't really see myself going to Bulgaria to do one for a little while unless things change drastically for me financially, just because even with the kind of travel money that I am saving up, I kind of have other things planned for the foreseeable future. So I would like to do that at some point. That is a goal of mine. But I want to feel like by the end of this year that I'm ready to do it. And if I did have the means, I could like book a ticket on December 31st, 2020 and go and do it. So that's like kind of the level I want to be at conversationally. That's just kind of the marker that I'm using because I do want to do that at some point. And obviously then if I'm even more of an advanced, I'll be able to get even more out of it. And I'd also like to be able to talk for 10 minutes in Bulgarian, which is kind of a big goal. Definitely, I had that 15-minute conversation in Bulgarian a couple of years ago, but again, now that was now 4 years ago almost, and I guess it was more like 3 years ago, but it was 3 years ago, and also it's a conversation, which means that I'm not talking for 15 minutes straight, so hopefully I'll be able to do that. Spanish and Italian are, per usual, pretty similar goals, just because they are something that I kind of view as a unit since that's how I started learning them. Spanish, I want to be an upper intermediate or low advanced level. Same thing for Italian. For Spanish, I want to, similar to the Bulgarian woofing goal, I want to be ready for the conference, the polyglot conference in Mexico. I don't think I'm going to be going. Sorry, folks. I'm really excited that it's in Mexico. That does feel very accessible for me. But again, I don't think I can really financially take a trip to Mexico at the moment. So we'll see what happens. I'm thinking about it, I guess, but I don't really see it happening just because crazy things are happening this year with graduating and moving and all that kind of thing. So, but I want to feel like if I was going, I'd be totally able to just like live in Mexico for a little bit and go to the conference and stuff. And I'd like to finish, there's a poetry book that I have that's like a collection of various authors, and I'd like to finish that. I've been kind of going through and reading it and kind of making notes of any vocab or grammar that I don't know as I go along, so I'd like to finish that book this year. That won't take me too long, I don't think, but it's something I want to do because I've been really enjoying it and I think it's a good way to kind of progress in my language learning. And then for Italian, my goal right now is to figure out my goals. I don't really know. I feel like I should try to finish reading Matilda, because I started that. So yeah, I'll say that I want to finish reading Matilda. I also know that I do actually want to finish the Duolingo course. It's just such a tedious process because I didn't test out of the skills and was stupid. So I need to do that. And then I'll kind of figure out what else I want to do for Italian. For Gaelic, I still want to do it mostly for fun. It's still going to kind of be like a dabbling thing. I think it's nice to have a side project that's just for fun. I'm going to talk a lot more about this in a future video I'm going to make that's going to be talking about language learning and athletic cross training because I think there's a lot of similarities and a lot of things we can learn from them for both. And I think you'll learn a lot more about me and why I learn so many different languages and why I feel like it's beneficial to me to learn multiple languages as opposed to being a hindrance, which a lot of people think it is. I know I get a lot of comments that are like, you could be so good at things if you didn't do so many, but I actually feel like it's better for me to learn multiple. I did a whole talk about it at the Women in Language conference last year. So Gaelic is kind of going to remain like a fun side project. It's going to be part of what's going to help make this a sustainable practice for me and what's going to help make this a fun hobby for me, because it's not going to be something that I'm taking so seriously. It's like just for kicks. But I would like to also finish the Duolingo course. I've been really enjoying it. I think there's a lot of downsides to it. Like, the state that it's at currently, I don't know if they're going to kind of update this, but currently there's really no grammar explanation. There's none of the notes section, at least from what I've done so far. So you're not really getting things explained. You're just kind of doing the translation exercises. So it really is just for fun right now. I don't feel like the Duolingo course is currently at a spot where you can really cohesively learn Scottish Gaelic from it. You can definitely get a little bit of the basics, but it's not in a super crazy advanced place. Obviously, I haven't finished it, so maybe it will make me crazy fluent, but from what I know, it's more of a kind of starter course. That's really just more so for fun and the basics. So I'd like to do that. And then my last goal, or I guess I've got two last goals that are kind of in relation to all of the things. The first one is I'd like to be able to use all of these languages in a work setting. So I've used French on film sets before, but I've never used anything else on a film set before. So I'd like to learn kind of film-related vocab and grammar and things like that for all of these languages, so that I could feasibly be in a film set where I'm speaking Italian or Spanish or Bulgarian or German, or Japanese or Arabic when I add that, if I get to add that this year. I'm really determined. I think that's going to be part of the way that I get myself to really work on these other languages at the start of the year, is because then I know that I'll get to do something fun and new later on in the year. So I'd like to do that, and then I also, as I said, I work retail. I work at a fairly well-known place that sells soap and bath stuff and shower stuff. Make with that what you will. And to work there, you also have to have pretty good product knowledge on the things. You gotta know about the ingredients and stuff. And so I realized at work one day, because sometimes people come in speaking other languages and I'll kind of like listen in, that I really couldn't explain to them certain things in said language or in another language. Like, I've never had an Italian person come in, but I realized that if someone came in speaking Italian, could I explain to them like the benefits of this shampoo in Italian? No, I could not. So I want to use that as a like fun little grammar thing and fun little vocab thing. I guess less so grammar. I don't really know what grammar I need beyond like maybe the conditional for certain languages, so that I can be like, if you use this, it will do this. But I want to just like learn vocabulary for all the ingredients and being able to say, like, for languages that I don't know a ton of things, like Bulgarian, like, how do I say, like, it'll make your hair less frizzy? Like, I don't know how to say that in Bulgarian, because also, when would I ever use that? It's something that I don't think of as useful, but now it's useful. I guess my odds of ever having a Bulgarian speaker come in are pretty slim, but I think it's a good, as I said, just opportunity to learn vocabulary that I wouldn't usually be thinking about learning. And it opens up a lot of opportunities there. And then with languages that are maybe a little bit more likely to come in, such as like Spanish, or I feel like we have a lot of French speakers in the area. We don't have a ton of Germans, I don't think, but maybe we'll get some German speakers too. I'll maybe be able to use those at some point to talk to a customer and get some speaking practice, which I've said has been a little bit difficult for me to get. So I'd like to do that. So be able to talk about soap, etc., and be able to talk about film. And finally, on a similar note, just to kind of keep things fresh and fun, because I am, I think that's part of the thing with the sustainable is I don't want it to be like, what am I doing now? Just continuing this textbook, blah, 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 blah. I want to make it something that's fun and connected to my life all the time. So that way I'm always wanting to do languages and it's always staying fun. So each kind of like season and holiday, I want to be learning vocab for that. I meant to do this around Halloween and didn't end up getting to do it, but if it's say Halloween, I want to, for each of these languages, learn like, how do I say pumpkin? How do I say trick-or-treating? Use it as also an opportunity to learn like cultural stuff. Like, do they do anything for Halloween? Probably not, because that's mainly like an American thing for the most part, and then other countries have done it too. But like, just kind of learning all those things, and then that also offer, and then that also offer. And then that also offers an opportunity for laddering because I can kind of see then, like, how is this word in French similar to the word in Spanish, similar to the word in Italian? How is it different from German, etc.? So that's my last goal there. Sorry, I'm like so sick right now. I feel like I sound so croaky. This is not a good podcasting voice. So yeah, those are my 2020 goals. As I said, I'm feeling a lot better now, so I have a lot more hope for how these 2020 goals are gonna go. I also now have the ability to make videos and podcasts again. A lot of you are probably like, where did you go at the end of 2019 after you said you were coming back? The answer is that my laptop broke, so I got a new one, which is why the video quality looks all nice. And then I got a concussion, which is no fun. And then, yeah, so language learning had a hard time, polyglot progress had a hard time, but I'm genuinely very excited for this new year. I'm excited to have this new upload schedule. I'm excited to do these new things with my languages. I feel like I set manageable goals this year, even if it seems crazy with adding a new language in. But I feel like I can really hit all of the levels in these languages. And when I say I want to start Arabic or Japanese, I feel like I want to be at like a kind of like upper beginner level by the end of the year, ideally, at least a low beginner. But I feel like I'd like to really start them. I'd really like to work on all these languages. I'd like to be living a life where I can speak these languages and feel comfortable doing so, as opposed to right now where I feel like I'm so rusty in everything that if anyone tried to speak to me in any other language, I'd be like. So, yeah, feeling good. I'd love to know your resolutions. I'd love to know what kind of content you want to see from me in the future. Anyone you want to see specifically as a guest on this podcast. I'm also going to suggest a few podcasts right now. Episode 33, as I said, was last year's kind of wrap-up and New Year's resolution podcast. And I'm also going to recommend podcast number 18, which was mental health and language learning. I'm hoping to make kind of like a, I guess, kind of follow-up to that since, as I said, this year was a bit of a mess for my brain. So I'd like to kind of just touch on like how it affected language learning in a different way this time, and how I worked past certain things and whatnot. So, yeah, we'll look out for that one, I guess. And that is all. I hope you guys liked this podcast, even though it was just me. Can't believe I talked for the same amount that a normal podcast goes for. Hopefully, it wasn't too rambly with just me. And that's it. Hope you all are having a happy new year. And remember, practice makes progress.